With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hello from the palatial pool. Would you call this a pool house?
I mean, it's really,
it's like
it's bigger.
Roman bath.
Yeah.
Almost.
The square footage is bigger than my home.
So much marble. You're right. It's bigger than my house.
Yeah.
I could fit five of my cars in here.
Five? You could fit five of your cars in the pool.
That's true. That's true. That might end up happening today. We'll see what happens. We are broadcasting live from the palatial estate of Ernie Bach Jr. for Bocchini 2019. Yes, yes, Danielle.
Who's we? Should we define
Well, my name is Mike Hsu. Hi, how are you? Danielle is speaking on the other mic, our
Hello.
Lovely news person. Stiz Grimey is here.
Yo!
He's often called Donut Lassie. And then there's LB.
Hi, kid.
LB, hello?
Hi, kid.
Hello, LB.
What? No.
Did anybody get a text from LB asking where this was for the fifth year in a row?
No, because I preemptively texted him yesterday.
Well, that doesn't mean anything, Danielle. His fingers are so fat, he can't operate a phone.
Good point.
No, seriously.
Damn it.
And then Greg is here. Hello, Greg?
Nothing pains me more than being lumped into the same category as LB right now.
Can I stop you? Shame. Anybody want to wager on who gets here first, Greg or LB?
Well, considering that Johnny Egan is doing 93 miles an hour down to 93 right now, I think it's going to be us, but I have no idea.
I didn't know you had Johnny Egan driving. You're going to be here in 2 minutes.
Listen, my apologies. I was at the soft opening of the new casino last night.
You sound like
and
it.
And I got on. I will be there very soon. My sincere apologies.
Okay.
All right. You got to get here because the pool water is fantastic.
John Dooley's with me. Says I can blame it on him. It's Dooley's fault.
Oh yeah. Okay. The sponsor of the show. We can blame it on him. Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Yeah.
Dooley's never
okay. Bye. That's the perfect excuse because nobody can blame it on him. He spends a lot on the show. Nobody can say a word. Actually, John said he did not want to arrive until 6:15, so I had to do it. I had no reason.
Prima donna.
We do have a marvelous show coming.
Yes, we do.
Maybe we should talk about that. $1,500 cash on the line for Miss Bocchini.
Yeah.
I believe we have 15 contestants who will be participating in various and sundry competitions in order to determine who will be crowned Miss Bocchini 2019. I believe we have a live performance happening at around 9 by the great Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
I'm very excited.
What am I missing? Celebrity judge. Oh, by the way, bad news on one of the celebrity judges. Apparently, due to the fog at Logan, Natalie's flight unable to land at any time at all last night. Looks like Kayla Cummings will be the only naked reality TV star celebrity judge that we have today. So,
still great.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Yeah.
It works out okay. And when Jessica Reyes is coming, maybe we can have her as a celebrity judge, albeit not a naked one.
No.
Well,
still.
Might get her a new deal.
She's not currently working as a news smoke. So,
correct.
Maybe she'd be willing. I mean, I don't know. I don't know enough about it. Danielle, you're a journalist. Is that something that would, when it comes to credibility, would that cause issues? Or no?
I think so, yes.
Also, Greg, don't forget Aldous Hodge from one of your favorite shows right now, City on a Hill.
Hold on, Chu. You're going to have to speak up. Or maybe I should turn my phone up. What was that again?
Aldous Hodge from City on a Hill is calling in at 8:30, one of your favorite TV shows?
Yeah.
Oh, I see some of the lovely ladies walking in. Hi.
Might be the best Boston-based crime drama in film or on television ever.
Whoa, are you saying it's better than Spencer for Hire?
I forgot about Spencer for Hire.
Robert Urich guy.
Yeah.
Bob
Man's
Urich,
man. Yeah, Bob, as we know him.
Bob.
Yeah.
Didn't LB try to book him on the show for later on today?
I think he did. I don't think we've heard back from Mr. Urich. Greg, I want to remind you, can I just check on something again? I'm sorry. Is Scott from Weymouth here? No, Scott from Weymouth not here at 6:08.
I believe he's coming. I am aware. I'm fully aware that yesterday's poll indicated that the majority of you don't believe Scott from Weymouth is going to show up. But I believe he's coming.
It'll be a rain excuse, I bet. The expressway's a nightmare.
Well, his mom probably doesn't like to drive in the rain, but yeah. I think he's coming. I think he's going to. I mean, maybe he's Ubering.
I doubt it. He doesn't have any money. Hey, a texter says you sound a lot like Bill Clinton right now because of your growling voice. Yes. Can you do a Bill Clinton for us real quick?
Hopefully Monica can jump in the pool in her blue dress and wash any stains away. Wash the stain away. I am literally trying to how far does it say? We're like 2 minutes away. So.
Okay. Fabulous.
I'm sure Johnny Eden will drive through the hedgerows, over the lawn, over into the pool house to get you here on time.
Go, Gadget Escalade.
By the way, I don't know, Danielle, I don't know how you or the rest of the smokes that will be there today feel about the fact that I didn't shower, but I woke up too late to shower. So.
Well, there's a pool right here.
I can just jump in the pool.
Yeah.
You also left your voice in the hotel room.
Oh, my.
No. It's fine.
You sound a little
allergies.
Croaky.
Okay. It's allergies.
Allergies or espresso martinis. I mean, either one.
What am I supposed to... For the first time ever in the history of this back-asswards state, we have a casino, which is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they invite me to go there. They hook me up with a suite. What am I supposed to do? Not have a martini? I mean, give me a break.
You know what, Greg? Huh? You're ruining it for everybody because they said this would happen. A casino would just ruin people, and they'd be late for work.
NIMBY.
You know what? You're not setting a good example here.
Do you have that 1-800 gamblers number?
Yeah. Wow, a lot of people are texting in saying that you sound a little overserved.
Crying out
978, how drunk is... Oh, here's a texter that just wants you to say a line that LB would usually say. Yeah. Can you just say... I'm not done for today. That's the best LB impression I've ever heard.
I'm walking in right now.
Are you really? Okay. Did you show up at the right place? Because LB apparently hasn't.
He's lost. He's lost. We have to stand
tall. Look, it's Greg Hill.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
There he is, Greg Hill.
Hey.
There he is.
Oh, I can smell you from here. Oh. What are you doing, guy? I hope you have dip with you.
What?
I hope you have dip with you. Otherwise, it's going to be a tough morning.
Actually, I need Dip Lassie to go on a dip run.
Did you see how fast Stiz sat in your seat?
Yeah, I noticed.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, look, he's on the phone now.
What is he doing on the phone, acting like he's doing something?
He's calling LB.
He's calling Uber to get up.
Oh, you're calling LB?
He's lost.
All right. I don't know what time it is. I don't know where
it's
we are.
It's 6:12.
So we probably we're up against the clock.
Do you want to do weather? Do you want me to do weather?
Look outside. It's ridiculous. Turn your lights on.
I have to do weather. It sucks out.
Why don't I throw it to you for the weather?
Okay. It's crappy, and it's going to be crappy like this all day. We're going to get up to 72. Humid. It's going to clear up tonight. Be a nice weekend. Sunny and in the 80s. Much less humid. We're 62 right now.
All right. Well, we're live from the palatial estate of Ernie Bach Jr. It is our annual Miss Bikini pageant. When we return, we will get the news from Danielle. And at about 7:20, this year's pageant will get underway. Don't forget, I will be live on Instagram for the pageant and throughout the morning. So we'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, we're broadcasting this morning from the beautiful palatial pool house of Ernie Bach Jr., our annual Miss Bikini pageant. And as a texter points out, a 617 texter, there is nothing like a soaking windswept nor'easter for a bikini contest.
I know. This really kicks off the summer.
But we don't control the weather. It is it is what it is, as Bill Belichick would say. I was a little late this morning.
A little.
I attended the grand opening, it's not the grand opening. The grand opening is Sunday. I attended the pre-opening party for the new Encore Casino in Everett last night.
It looked absolutely gorgeous from all the pictures I saw. How was it?
It's beautiful. I can't, as a 52-year-old lifelong resident of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, I cannot believe we have a casino.
I know.
I can't believe it.
I don't think I ever really conceptualized in my head. Like, you know, I think of like the casino. I'm like, all right, you know, you think of gaming in the hotel. But I don't think I ever thought of it in terms of like Vegas, you know, as far as the interior goes. And then seeing everyone's picks last night, it's stunning.
Yes, it's like you walked into the Wynn in Vegas, but you're in Everett.
That's fantastic.
That's a weird concept to wrap your head around.
Yeah, like you look, you're staring, you're in your suite.
Yeah.
And you look outside and you see the Mystic River. I mean, that's
beautiful.
It's not quite Las Vegas, but
just like the Strip.
But it's beautiful. It's they're expecting, I don't know, 70,000 people or something like that on Sunday when they open up.
So basically don't try to go anywhere in Everett, Chelsea, Revere, Charlestown, anywhere in like a 10-mile radius.
There is one road in and one road out.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of parking. I mean, I think there's 3,000 parking spaces. So if you're planning on going
okay
on Sunday,
pack a lunch.
Yeah. Take public transportation or Uber or something like that.
Yeah.
LB's walking in. Hold on. LB's arrived.
But made it.
Listen to this. I guarantee you there will be massive surge pricing on Sunday for Uber.
Huge.
Yeah.
Guarantee.
Huge.
Oh, yeah.
So, excellent. I you're going to love it. If you're a gambler, you're somebody who occasionally likes to gamble like myself, then you'll probably enjoy it. Our good friend John Dooley, Echo Store CEO, is a gambler, and he was able to wake himself up and join me here this morning. So we'll get a review from him later on the casino. But we went to dinner at a place which is called Rare. Which is a steakhouse.
Cool. What a name.
Yeah, good name for...
That's, cool. That's triggering.
Yeah. here's a text that says, it boggles my mind that a fine establishment such as King Arthur's hasn't reopened to take advantage of the casino patrons.
Right.
Correct.
I know. Good point. LB, how you doing, kid?
Oh.
I'm
a little frazzled now.
What's the matter?
Mental illness sucks.
Oh, it's
you know, when you're on 495 South and you got to turn around at 95 to get back here.
Where were you going?
I don't know.
Gardner?
I was coming here. In my mind, I was on my way. Left at 5 o'clock.
Well, you made it. That's all that matters.
Yeah, thanks, kid.
I was a little late myself, so don't beat yourself up.
Well, I'm not really worried about the late thing. It's about losing my effing mind.
Here's a text that says, at least Everett and Vegas share a similar crime rate. It's all about atmosphere. No,
that's fake news.
It's beautiful. The new casino, I was at the new casino last night. It is where you will find the only curved escalators in the world.
The world?
Oh, that's cool.
The world?
And they cost $5 million per.
I got to get those in my house.
It is.
Wow.
And by the way, they're making that back on what I donated last night alone.
Oh, yeah.
Not a winning night for yours truly.
So not technically a comp suite after all.
The good thing is that last night the casino was not allowed to make money last night because they're not officially open.
Oh.
So if I were to have been a winner,
yeah,
I would have kept my winnings.
Right.
In my case, I donated first to the casino,
yes,
and then they donated it to charity. So
Do you get to take the tax deduction? Probably
that's
not,
a great
right?
question, Danielle. Great question. I need to ask my accountant about that.
That's how that works.
How many times you double down, kid?
Oh,
that's what the high rollers do, and I know you're a high roller.
I just could not win a freaking hand of blackjack to save my life last night. But you know what? I'm not going to beat myself up over it. I had a great time. It's a beautiful place.
When can the plebes go? When can I get in?
Sunday.
There?
You can get in there Sunday.
Sunday morning?
Sunday
next
morning.
Next February
I hope they have a brunch.
Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Oh, good.
And by the way, there's no lock. I spoke to the general manager of the place. There's no lock on any door.
What?
Place is open 24/7.
Love it.
I don't know if you've ever been in a casino at 4 or 5 a.m.
I have.
interesting collection of people who are still gambling at
the
4 or 5.
And yeah.
Well, that's where Shu and I wheel our chicks.
Yeah.
That's right.
60 to 80 buckets
right.
of nickels.
And Mabel,
typically
sipping that half martini.
Typically, you don't know it's 4 or 5 a.m. because no clocks, no windows.
Right, right. No clocks, no. Oh my God, Scott from Weymouth is here.
What?
Scott. Scott from Weymouth is here. He's actually here. Hey, give him a round of Let's hear it for him. Give him a round of applause.
Can we get any applause at all?
Scotty.
I can't.
Get
him a round of it.
All right, hold on. I have got to go Instagram live for this.
What is happening
this
right now?
This is an epic moment.
I lost a lot of money, speaking
God
of gambling.
God damn it.
If
I did
not,
too.
Oh,
if you're not following me on Instagram.
Wow. This is something else.
I am GregHill107 on Instagram. You should be following me. And Scott, come over out here in front. I'm live right now on Instagram, GregHill107. Everybody wants to see what you look like. And say hello. Say
hello. Am I on the air here?
Yes, you're on the air.
All right. Yes. Good morning, everybody.
Oh my God,
I did
this
make
is
it.
So weird.
I did make it.
It's so
3 years in the making. Yes.
Yes.
Just 20 seconds though. Just
three years of annoying 30. Phone calls.
Honestly, I thought you were going to be skinnier. No disrespect. No disrespect.
I would wear black. Black.
So Scott is about how tall are you? Five. Oh, you don't like the personal question. 5'10". What do you weigh in at?
209.
20.
Oh, you're being
depends
too
what week it is. Yeah.
2019. 20. 22. Yeah. Well, how'd you get down here?
I brought two friends.
Oh, okay.
Where are your friends? I want proof of friends.
Oh.
You want proof of friends? There's one right there in the black hat.
Okay.
And the other one is over there in the blue.
That's your Uber driver.
South Shore representing. Is that this? Yeah.
All right. Work,
is the ball busting going to calm down a little bit today, or it's going to get worse?
I feel like just you're making a mistake right now, which is you have your back. Don't ever put your back to the listeners because they're going to throw you right
not
in the
a bad
pool.
Bad idea. All right.
Can I just do a public service announcement? Can you not throw Scott in the pool when he has a microphone in his
hand? Yeah. Yeah. Wait till
that's
later.
That's illegal.
Yes. Yes.
Nobody wants to die or get electrocuted.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
I can't believe that. By the way, I said you were going to show up. A lot of people didn't think you were going to show.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
Cool.
This is amazing.
Happy to be here. Thanks for the invite.
I'm pumped you're here, kid.
Fun. Nice to meet you.
You know, he looks like a. He looks like Nick DiPaolo's brother.
Yes.
Doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He has that
yeah.
same, that classic nose and the, yeah.
This is like when people meet us in person and they don't know what we look like and they're like, oh, I listen to you all the time. It's weird to hear a voice coming out of your body. I'm like, I can't wrap my head around
it.
Scott.
What's been weird about it is I've always known what you all look like for years.
Right.
And like, you have no clue what I look like. So I had to come. I'm happy to be here. Thanks again for inviting me.
Yeah. Sure.
Where's Ernie? I'd like to thank him. He'll be around soon.
He'll get out of bed in like an hour and a half.
Ernie will come down. There's an incident. There's been an incident involving Ernie that I don't think he knows about.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Several people pointed it out to me.
Okay.
Ernie Instagrammed from the pool house last night here. And there's been one of those incidents. I'm trying to think of a case in which this happened with a celebrity.
Yeah.
Where a celebrity doesn't realize that they're, when they're taking video, that there is a reflective surface.
Oh, yes.
No.
Near them.
Oh, God.
And so Ernie.
Oh, God.
Ernie.
The bathroom selfie.
Ernie Instagrammed from the pool house last night.
Oh.
And he was completely nude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He did not.
Yes,
he got it on there?
Yes. Yes. It is.
That's awesome.
It's disturbing. Maybe he knows. Maybe he did it on purpose. I don't know.
Was it in his stories? Because he doesn't have any stories posted, so he may have seen it and deleted it.
I think it was in his story. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, people sent it to me.
Yeah, probably trying to give himself props.
Anybody screenshot it?
Greg, I have to say, it was weird to be talking to you without hearing the old shh first.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean, yeah. Now, are you scheduled to make any phone calls to other radio stations while you're here this morning?
Nope. I'm done with St. Louis now that they've won the Cup.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
I haven't called the Sports Idiots in a while. But
yeah.
No, I think I'm solely on this here today. No,
how many, lucky.
Yeah. How many different radio shows, Scott from Weymouth, do you call on an average day?
Well, it's actually very overrated. I know LB actually likes to say I call 90 shows a week. It's just you guys twice a week.
Yeah.
And then usually a sports show every other day or something
okay,
for an hour. It's not as out of control as you think.
Yeah. You call 98.5.
It's not as out of
control. You call Z, right?
Yeah.
Do you, did you bring me the cash?
Oh, I do have it, yes.
Okay.
Actually, my bag.
Oh, okay.
I'm afraid, I had everything. I was afraid I was going to get thrown in the pool, but I do have your
$40. All right. All right.
I'm losing
so
many
only
bets
took me
here.
5 months. That's all.
Oh, okay. Ernie's the incident involving Ernie and the nudity was Instagram Live.
Oh.
It was Instagram.
I think it has been taken down.
Oh,
he's
been taken
nothing,
down.
Nothing. There's no spinning circle around
his
profile
know
picture.
Where to hold the mic? How close? Am I sounding all right?
You're right. Yeah, you're okay, Scott.
Very good.
All right. Well, Scott from Weymouth showed up.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm shocked.
Amazing.
I need some cash. I got to pay a few bets.
I know.
I think Scott from Weymouth actually got here before LB.
He did. Mental illness. Not
good
fun.
To see LB. The last time I saw him, probably 1990, pounding on Rob Ray at the Boston Garden.
Well, I'll see.
That's right.
That was a good tilt.
Yep.
That's the last day he remembers. When was it? 1990. Rob Ray, LB, did you kill him or what was?
That tilt went my way. Yes,
it did.
But I fought Rob Ray many times. He's a great friend. He's one of the toughest guys that ever played in the show. What? I got a lollipop in. There's lollipops in front of me.
Guy, we're doing a radio
Sounds like
show.
He came back from the
oh,
dentist,
yeah. And now we're professionals. Okay.
One of the
so
best
yeah,
players.
So Ray Razor played for the Buffalo Sabres. Was one of the toughest guys that ever played in the NHL. Great guy. Lives in Buffalo. Google him. He has hot dog.
Hot dog breath?
Yeah.
Oh, Danielle has hot dog breath also.
No. He has a bunch of hot dog stands
or
whatever.
All right.
That's his gig.
All right. Well, Scott from Weymouth, nice to meet you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. He showed. There he is. All right, I'm going to get off the Instagram Live right now.
Scott doesn't have the mic anymore, so.
Yeah, don't encourage. Wow. You know what? 1,900 of you tuned in on Instagram Live to see what Scott from Weymouth looked like.
That's awesome.
I can't wait to see the comments that come on the pictures. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought he'd be like the ponytail beard guy
that just
sits in his house all day and never leaves, you know?
I thought he was taller. I thought he was like a tall, like 6'5", lanky dude.
Yeah. He doesn't.
Good-looking guy.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah?
Yeah, looks fine. All right, well, it is 6:36. From a weather, let me give you the weather. The weather is brought to you by findmassmoney.com. It's going to be like this for most of the day today, unfortunately. A lot of fog out there. There's some rain around. Actually, we came, Johnny Egan and I, Monkey and I, came down the expressway, and there was lots of puddling and pooling of water.
It's ponding, Greg.
Ponding and puddling on the expressway. So just be aware. That may be an issue if you're on the roadways this morning. The weekend looks nice, though. It's going to be it's going to be nice both days for the weekend.
Sweet.
You may have money waiting to be claimed at findmassmoney.com. Go to findmassmoney.com and plug in your name and hometown, and find out instantly if you're on the list. Findmassmoney.com, fast, easy, and free. Let's see. Here's a text that says, conspiracy theory on Scott. I thought he was the guy from One Crazy Summer at the end that right. always called the radio
that's
station.
That's what I was referring to, the guy with he never left the room. Just listened constantly, calling radio stations, trying to win things, you know. Oh. Never showered.
Somebody just shut the lights off in here.
Stop leaning against the wall, people.
Yeah.
Does that mean the show is going to begin soon?
No, there's probably some kind of a code word that we accidentally said, which means the lights go down and Ernie gets nude in the pool. That's what probably.
Nah, probably of, co- what the, of course it was an AAF employee.
I'm sure. All right. Well, we are at the beautiful palatial estate of Ernie Bach Jr. And this is our 7th or 8th or 9th annual Miss Bachini pageant. Later on this morning, in less than 1 hour, we will bring the contestants out. And by the end of the show today, we will crown one of them Miss Bachini 2019. So make sure, I just went Instagram Live with Scott from Weymouth. Make sure that you're following me on the gram. Greg Hill 107 is how you can find me on Instagram. Follow me on the gram, and you will be able to monitor the contestants. Let me go to Mike on the phone and see what Mike wants to talk about this morning. Mike, good morning.
What's going on, Greg?
What's up?
Hey, listen, I heard you needed some dip. I'm on my way down there now. I'll grab you some on the way.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I mean, this is an emergency situation. All right, that's fine. Skoll Extra Mint pouches. Skoll Extra Mint pouches.
That's service.
Don't
right
gripe.
There.
Just keep the guy happy.
Yeah,
he wants his pouches. Get him his damn pouches. Yeah. I'm fine with it.
All right. Skoll Extra Mint pouches. We'll see you in a little bit. Come in the back way. All right. All right. It is 6:40, and coming up, we'll get to the news. We're going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back at 8, so you can leave one of those right now, 617-779-5463. Looks like breakfast is served here.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
And we got a great group of listeners. I mean,
they showed up early today.
Yeah, fantastic group of listeners here. One of our celebrity judges is here, Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid.
Looking adorable, by the way.
She does look adorbs.
Love the hat, babe.
Totes adorbs. She looks totes adorbs. I see Natalie, the up talker, right next to her. So we'll say hello. We got a good crew on hand, and we will be right back. We are coming to you from the pool house of Ernie Bach Jr., the benefactor of this show for many, many years. And coming up next hour, we will get the annual Miss Bachini pageant underway. For those who are just tuning in, the most hated caller on this program, Scott from Weymouth, did indeed show up this morning.
Can't believe it.
I just met reverse title fight Mike, who's here this morning.
Nice.
Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid on Discover Channel is here this morning. John Dooley, the CEO of Echo Store Technology. Echo Store Technologies is here today.
At some point, we need to hear about the boat accident because I want details on the boat accident. Oh. I want to hear another side of it.
Well, give Dooley a microphone. Hold on a second, John. Good morning.
Good morning.
John and I were at the casino last night. John, a winner. I'm a loser. John won money.
Is that in general or just last night?
I think it's probably in general. So we've made up.
We have.
After you nearly, your crew on the SS Echo Store nearly cost me my leg.
I love how you pretend you weren't completely dismantled.
I was not,
and took a digger.
John, was I, LB's trying to indicate I was drunk on the boat.
Who isn't? What? The only guy that's not drunk is the guy that's driving it. Everybody else is completely hammered.
First of all, let's clear this up. Was I drunk on your boat at the time? At the time we hit a rogue wave.
I wouldn't say drunk. All maybe right. A little tipsy, but not drunk.
That's okay.
Was he listing?
Yeah, maybe a right little. Shoe? Maybe a little.
You know what it is? I have one sangria and it goes right to my it goes right to my head.
Right.
Whatever. So, we're on the boat. The hack of a captain that you hired.
Yes. Yes. He was a hack. But that was all so we could all drink, though. So.
Yes, right. I understand. Yeah. Yeah. You're doing the right thing. But the guy steers the ship. If you could call a pontoon boat a ship, he steers it right into a freaking rogue wave. Who does that?
Did you do it intentionally or accidentally?
You know, it wasn't the best captain we've ever hired. So, instead of going sideways like he should have over it, he turned right into it and it came right over.
I mean, this isn't really supposed to be the time when there's the learning curve, Dooley.
That's true.
You know? Jeez.
But I will say the boat is kind of designed for like athletes and people with agility, right? And, and Greg doesn't necessarily fit that.
Please. Are you kidding me? There was more weight on that thing than was on the Titanic when you put us all together.
And all right, pontoon boat didn't break in half, amazingly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm really not supposed to comment any further on this because of the pending litigation, but that boat is going to be mine. I just want you to know that boat will soon be mine.
I thought we settled that at the casino last night.
Yeah, that's right. All right. By the way, we were talking about the... It blows my mind that we now have a Las Vegas-like casino here in Massachusetts. I never thought we would in my 52 years. And it's
amazing.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, and sooner or later they'll have sports gambling and everything as well. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah, we saw the lieutenant governor there last night, and she was talking about how they would like to, I think they filed a bill to get sports, to get a sports book there.
Yeah.
We went to Nick Verano's restaurant toward the end of the night, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yes, we did, yes.
What's that called?
Fratelli's, I think
Fratelli's.
It's called. Yep. Yeah, awesome. That was
Brothers.
Great.
Yeah, great restaurant.
The steakhouse was awesome.
The steakhouse, there's a club there.
Ed Cain's Club. Yeah, Memoir?
Memoir is the name of the club.
Memoir. Memoir, were you tearing it up on the floor with the...
Well, you know me,
with the young hotties.
I like to dance, you know.
I like to dance. I like to
horrible
image. You probably like... It's like Elaine from Seinfeld being on the dance floor at a casino club. Did you has the casino warned you not to throw any dip pouches on the floor of the club so they don't have to fulfill insurance claims?
No, they didn't have to do anything like that. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
Well, John Dooley from Echo Store, great to have you here today. And I think you'll be participating as a judge in the contest next hour.
Oh, perfect. Okay, looking forward to it.
Okay. All right.
I have a suggestion for what you could rename the pontoon boat just to mess with people.
Yeah.
You should name it Not My President, KNOT.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, damn,
that's excellent.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yes.
This.
That's why they pay me the medium bucks.
Yeah. That went right over my head.
that's not easy.
Here's a text that says there were more whales on the SS Echo Store than a Japanese fishing boat.
That's a good one.
I don't appreciate
that. That is a good one.
We're in pretty good shape.
That's a good one.
We're not in bad shape, Dooley.
No, not too bad.
No. All right, John Dooley, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
This is an annual live broadcast, the Miss Bikini Pageant. So next hour, we will start to meet the contestants. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of them, and a lot of them are smokes.
Yes.
Of course. Yeah.
Greg, they're all smokes.
Yeah.
It's 2019.
So later on during the show at 9 o'clock, Kenny Wayne Shepherd will be here, and Kenny Wayne Shepherd is going to play live. So Kenny Wayne Shepherd will be playing live this morning here at the pool house of Ernie Bach Jr. We are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8, so you can leave one of those right now at 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. A texter wants to know how I would compare the new casino, Encore, to the MGM casino in Springfield.
Yes.
where the 27th annual WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament is happening next week.
Yes.
And they are completely different.
Okay.
We did a show from the MGM Casino.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it's a great, it's like a steampunk.
Steampunk, yeah.
Steampunk kind of decor.
Yeah.
The encore is like you walked into a Vegas casino.
Yeah.
In fact, I was looking out one of the windows last night, and it looks like...
and you saw Stan Ubering?
No, I saw
You should have called Stan for a fake Uber.
I should.
A Foober?
Yeah.
No, it looks like you're looking out on a Las Vegas, like,
really?
like the Venetian.
Wow.
Like, you know, they got the trees and the long, you know, driveways, and I mean, it literally. And then you're in there, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's just a beautiful, beautiful casino.
I think Hilldog, casinos are like pizza.
Yeah.
There's not a bad casino, really. I mean,
no.
if you can hit a casino at any time during the day,
no, you're right.
You're pretty happy.
Yeah, I mean, unless it's in the back of a bodega in Lynn.
Well, actually, though, the odds are actually a little bit more in your favor in those sometimes, especially if you have a firearm.
Oh, Ernie Bach is here.
And he's clothed.
Yeah, and he has his clothes on.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Ernie.
He'd be warming up by now.
Let's get Ernie a microphone. And Ernie, good morning.
Good morning. I could smell the breakfast from my bedroom.
Nice.
Yes. Thank you.
Hey, Doc.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. This is nice.
Are you aware of the incident that occurred on Instagram Live last night?
You mean when I I was showing the
pool house,
and then I walked by the, it wasn't a mirror, it was a glass.
The window, yeah.
And it reflected the fact that you were nude?
Yeah, but it didn't really show anything.
Right? That's amazing.
That's your problem.
You should get a...
That's your issue, is that there was nothing that could be
right,
shown.
Right, yeah. And then a few people called me, and I did take it down.
Oh, you did?
I did take it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nice to know you walk around this palatial estate nude, though.
Right?
Because you can.
Who's going to see him?
I do that.
Because you can. Yeah. I will.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I wanted to show everybody what it was going to be like.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the sex or the pool house?
No, but if I was you, Ernie, I would have like a charcoal sketch done of it. Like, you know, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like a 30
him,
by 30.
Of him
nude? And it
could
be like a portrait in the pool house.
What is that? That's like, was it... obscure reference, Sopranos... Was it a painting of Tony on the
horse? Yes,
on the
horse. And then Paulie painted his face over it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Or had his face painted over it.
Ernie's not the kind of guy who gets a charcoal sketch of himself nude.
Absolutely not.
Like Titanic.
No.
Like,
No.
If there was like a nude smoke, maybe we'd have a charcoal sketch of that.
I did want to ask you, speaking of Instagram, about something I saw yesterday. Did you buy the Batmobile?
I had a Batmobile built.
Wow, dude.
I had a Batmobile built.
That's
amazing.
She was not able to contain himself.
It took 3 years. It's done by a company called Fiberglass Freaks, and it's the only company authorized by DC Comics to do the Batmobile.
Really?
That is so cool.
Wow.
And it's the best replica the guy has ever done. It'll be delivered here Saturday.
Will you let Shu drive it?
Sure.
Just like around the block?
Wait, is it the new one or the Adam West one?
No, the 66.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Does fire come out the back?
Fire comes out the back.
Oh, my God.
Is that
amazing?
And it's got the parachutes.
Oh, my God.
Is that legal? I mean, honestly, when you think about commuting here,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.